Okay, so let us continue Bezer Hashem, Simen Tzadiches. We began last week the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and what we saw is that when you have a taruvus of Issa v'Heter, the Shulchan Aruch says Yitamenu Goy. You give it to a Goy to taste. The Ramah says our minig is that we don't rely on a Goy's tasting it, but that's only Mitam HaMinig, La Halacha, he agrees. Where does this come from, and why is it relevant, even according to the Ramah, that we don't have the minhag to rely on a guy? So that we'll see today in the Taz. To start off, let's just see the first piece in the Beis Yosef. For those who have the Tor Beis Yosef as well, he quotes this Gemara. We saw it way back when, the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. But just the first piece in the Beis Yosef, just to give a little background to this halacha. So the Torah begins, Amar Rabbi Yechonin, Kol Yitzurin Shebetei Rabbi Shishim. It's a big machlokes, the Gemara in Pesachim as well. Rabbi Yechonin Paskins, Kol Yitzurin Shebetei, I'm going to the Torah now. In yours you don't have it. I'm just going to read the Beis Yosef. Kol Yitzurin Shebetei Rabbi Shishim. All Isser that is Nisarev Beheter, that gets mixed up with a Heter, is Beshishim. If you have Shishim, that is Mavatlet. Amar Rava. Rava says, there's a quote from the Gemara, Amar Abana Betayme, Amar Abana Bekvela, Amar Abana Beshishim. So Rava says, there's three different ways that you can deal with a mixture of Issa Beheter. And he says, the Rabbanan said three different things. One is Tam, one is Kvela, one is Shishim. So had
Kfela is
this expert? This
is the expert. So Tom could be anybody.
Could be anybody. Good. Kfela has to be Kfela is referring to a non-Jewish person who's an expert, and Shishim is just the amount. So how do you? When do you use what?
Well, you still have Shiurim for Truma, Maaseris, and things that sort. It's sometimes it's 100. So
true.
So how do they get 60 for? It's just not because of the...
Good. It's a good kushayla. Good. Let's see. So the Torah continues. Mim b'sheine minoi. The hetera is b'taima. Means when you have a mixture of heter. For example, like Ted's example, you're going truma, shenasar b'chulin. Truma is mixed into chulin. It's all heter. So who do you give it to taste?
A guy.
You don't need it, the guy.
A
kohen. A kohen. It's all heter. You give it to a kohen, you have him taste it.
Jewish
kohen. Mimishenamina. You have truma that mixes into chulin. Okay, the guy was given tomatoes as truma, and his wife made tomato soup. Okay, and some of that tomato soup dripped into the potato soup that they were making also for their Yisraelim guest. Okay, and they wanted to know, does it have taste of tomatoes in it? So she'll have her husband, the Kayan, taste it. And if she says there's no time of tomatoes in the potato soup, then they can serve it to the Yisrael. So that's how Rav understood b'taima. When the Rabbanan said b'taima, it meant amim b'shein emino yav heter. So yetamena Kayan, a main by time truma is mutter. The isura, but if it's amim b'shein emino of iser, Kigain, chelav shenas arba baser, that was our mechaber that we started with. Yitamenek feila goy. So you have a non-Jewish expert taste it. Imoy me she'ein boy tam chelav mutter. That's the second case. And then, if all else fails, then you use shishim. The Gemara says, now let's go to the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef condenses what the Torah wanted to say. Again, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbanu B'Taima. Sham, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbanu B'Taima, Avram B'Kfeila, Amar Rabbanu B'Shishim. Hilkach, Mim B'Shein Amin Ev Datera B'Taima, Di Isuras B'Kfeila, and Mim B'Minoi. If you have Mim B'Minoi, it means they two items which taste the same. Let's say Basar Nevela and Basar Kshera. So they both taste the same. You won't be able to get a goy to taste it. The lek will make a mataima. Inami or mimbishaina mini diusura veleka kvela. Or it's things that you could discern a taste between them, but you don't have a kvela around to taste it. Then bishishim. Then you use shishim. Then you use shishim. That's Bishishim. But the Torah just went on a tangent, that's why he didn't finish it off. So that's the way he says it. So there's three things. There's Tam, there's Kfeila, and there's Shishim. Tam is when you have Heter, Mim B'Shein Aminai. Kfeila is when you have Iser, Mim B'Shein Aminai. And when do you have to use Shishim? Says the Beisaysev, two instances. Either it's Mim B'Minai, so you can't discern any difference in taste, or it's Mim B'Shein Aminai, but you don't have a goy around. You could have said also you don't have a kain around. There's no kain around to taste it. So you need shishim. Yeah, but that would be the case.
Stam goy isn't good enough.
So according to that, the Gemara not, but the Rishonim, as we saw last week in the Mechaber Pasul, that the Rishonim say there is another way you can use a goy, even if he's not an expert, if he's mesir levi tumay. That means he doesn't know that you, why you're asking him and the ramifications for you're asking him. That's the Heter of Mesil Tumay. That we'll see in the Shach and the Taz.
That's true of the Kfeila also. Tumay is not a requirement.
That's a child. What? Mesil Tumay? Pashtus not. Pashtus not. Pashtus, the Svara by a Kfeila is that since he's an expert, he's a known expert, he has a reputation to keep, for that he's going to say the truth. The other reason why you need Mesil Tumay is also to make sure that he's oblivious to wanting to know why I have to know it, and we don't have to be concerned he's going to lie.
It's what we call it it's a bias.
I mean, they mean a literal bias,
it's
like it's ADHD. No, here's ADHD.
If you tell me, taste this, see if you can find out if it tastes like milk, you bias the research results.
Oh, yeah.
Is that anywhere?
But if that would be, then even by a Jew, it would be like that.
You say, what do you taste? What do you taste?
Yeah.
Taste peaches. Yeah, no, a Jew would know, maybe you're asking because, so he's going to think, oh, there's something. Anyhow.
No, so then you wouldn't be able to believe him. Right? So you have to say by the guy, what's the pshat by a guy? That you're worried is a chash mashaker. You're worried that they're going to lie. So by a kfeila, if he has a reputation on the lines, we say probably that's enough to be sure that he won't lie. Or Mesil Vituma, he doesn't understand why you ask him. He thinks you're just doing a survey. He just thinks you're interested.
That's enough also, because you can ask him to taste this for you, and you can make it clear he's tasting something. You don't have to try subterfuge there. You just can't tell him it's for
halakhic ramifications,
that's,
yeah.
That's
well, if he doesn't, how else he can ask you if he doesn't know? Yes, yeah. He has to give an opinion here.
Right.
Okay. So now that we know this Gemara again, we reminded ourselves of that sugya and in this Beis Yosef. Now we can go to this Taz. Bring here a Taz, a very interesting machlokes, and this is now Sifkot and Beis in the Taz. Again, last week we saw the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, now we're going to go straight to the Taz, Sifkot and Beis. Yitamen Egoi. So you have an Iser Chelev that falls into a pot of Basar. You certainly have majority Basar. You don't know if you have Shishim, or you don't want to bother knowing if you have Shishim. Yitamen Egoi, you could have a guy taste it. Says the Taz, Kasa Bedrisha, the Mida Asa be Yisrael Lamitam Boi. Why can't you have a Yisrael taste it? Right? Let him taste a little bit, and he'll tell you, I really taste this chalev. I see it has this fatty taste. Right? What if the Jew is a kvela? He knows how to discern tastes. Mida Asa be Yisrael Lamitam Boi, Yesh Lilmoid, Shefa Amim Shekainim Basim and Akatsim. Sometimes you buy meat from the butcher. And you're not sure if he salted it, meaning you're not sure if he got out all of the dam through Malicha. And if he didn't get all of the dam, so then either you'll have to, it's within 3 days of the Shechita, so then you'll salt it yourself to get the dam out. And if it's past 3 days, then you'll have to do Ksli, you'll have to roast it, you won't be able to cook it. But you want to know, did he salt it or not? How are you going to be able to know if he salt it or not?
And you don't see salt on it,
right? Assume you don't see salt, but it was washed off. But how do you know if he salted it? So if you taste it, you taste the piece of meat, you'll see if it's very salty. Then you know he put on salt. You know they salted it, right? All kosher meat is a lot saltier than non-kosher meat. Right? What do you mean, right? How do we know? How would we know? Well, we can assume
I don't know if I know, but I once read an article with some guy was saying that he's a gourmet chef and he can never work in the
kosher meat. Because it's too salty. That should be that way, because we douse it with salt.
I think there's plenty of gourmet chefs, so no problem taking that job.
I'll tell you the other way. When I worked at Empire, you used to always win these gourmet comparisons.
Taste tests.
Yeah. Chickens.
The salt keeps it juicy during the cooking.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. So it says the Drisha, since we don't allow it, the yid to taste this, so therefore if you get basar from the butcher, you won't be able to taste it. I mean, just put your tongue on it and you'll see if it's very salty. Ad kan l'shayna, so says the Drisha. Now let's... The Drisha is what the Taz here is quoting. The Drisha is a Pirish. He's a Talmud of the Sma, and he wrote two Pirushim on the Tur and Beis Yosef. One is called...
He's a Talmud of the Sma. I thought he was a Sma. No, but I probably got it wrong. I thought it was the same person. I could be wrong.
Maybe I'm making a mistake. It's the Sma himself? Huh? He wrote two Pirushim, right? One is the Drisha, and one is the Prisha. Why is the difference in the one is like a shorter one, was a longer one, that's all. But there are just two Pirushim, which are comments on the Torah and the Beis Yosef. Okay? David, check it up.
That's okay, I don't
know.
I'm sure that I'm wrong.
Right, Rabbi Yoshe Valk.
Yeah. Who wrote the Drisha?
He wrote the Drisha and the Prisha.
No, that for sure.
Save him, Iris, say nine. Yeah. That's right.
So the smach was also smach.
The smach. Sefer Mir Zeinayim.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's the Talmud or the.
No, it's the same person.
Same person.
He was the Talmud of the Marshal, I think.
Yes,
Talmud of the Marshal. That's what it was. So I'll just tell you a Maisa that I saw over Shabbos. Rabbi Reisman said that he was a Bacher. He was like 16 years old. So the Pirchei Agudas Yisrael took them to Montreal on a trip, maybe for the Siyum Mishnayis, something like that. So they met Rav Hirschsprung. You know Pinchas Hirschsprung? The famous Talmud, his Talmud from Lublin, but he is had a phenomenal memory. He knew all of Shas, and he knew every daf. What you were learning? You were telling him what? So they lined up all the boys, and they said, you know, what are you learning? And he told him the daf. He said, what are you learning? And he told him the daf. So 25 years later, Rabbi Reisman had a chasana in Montreal. So he went to the chasana, and they said, Rabbi Hirschsprung, he's much older, he's not as quick as he used to be. So Rabbi Hirschsprung was filling out the ksuba, so Rabbi Reisman was sitting next to him. So he says, Rabbi Hirschsprung, 25 years ago I came as a young boy, and I remember that you were able to rattle off all the daf. So Rav Hirschman said, what are you learning? So he didn't want to make him feel bad. So he just told him the sugya. He said, I'm doing this sugya. So Rav says, daf tazayin in the Durham. So Rav Reisman didn't want to say anything. It was tezvav. So Rav Hirschman said, I was wrong. It's tezvav. So Rav Reisman nodded, yeah. So he was bringing out the point that his expectation of himself was that he felt he knew Shas every daf. That's what the goal he set for himself. You just set high goals for yourself. Learning Taruvis. We're going to get all the ideas of Taruvis. Yeah, the epilogue to that story is Rabbi Reisman came back home and he checked it up and he was wrong. It was Tezayin. Yeah. Ouch. So, just goes to show that he was still more sharper than they thought he was.
So, one time I was sitting in the shir with the gadol, and who was just quoting in Gemara's, you know, left or correct, you know, I was, and he quoted one, it was above Mitzia, he meant to say Kuf Yudal, but it was Kuf Dal, he picked it up and he was looking for it, he couldn't find it, and I knew that it was Kuf Yudal, but I could not, the whole shiur could just go, but there's no way in the universe, and I also had other people there too, like nobody said a thing.
You should have said, I think the Rav said Kufiyu Dalib.
Oh, I was too afraid to do that.
Rick used to, he had Smith from the first book. And
he'd
him and he'd say, we learn, he says, and this, in your such and such, it's a Kuf Dalib, it's no, some of the days.
Yeah, okay. Barry, see we started? That was a good nicer. So that's the Drisha, yeah? The Drisha is in this man, his Pirish to the Torah here, makes this aura. That you see that when you have a Suffolk Isser, that's what this is. Of course you can't taste the Vada Yisr, but this is only a Suffolk Yisr. You buy, because this is a Suffolk, doesn't have Tam. Or you buy the meat from the butcher, it's only a Suffolk that he sold to the night. It's a Suffolk that the Dam doesn't have a taste of Dam. Yet the Rishon says it must be its Osir. Why? Because his proof is, otherwise have the Yid taste this mixture of Chelev and Basar. Says the Taz V'utamu Amoid. It's very difficult to understand this sheet. Why? Dabe Simen Ben Beis. Here in Yeridea, Simen Ben Beis. Gabe Mora. What's Mora? The gallbladder of the animal we're talking about. Yeah? The gallbladder is, why is it called Mora? Because it tastes very bitter. But the question was over there, if the gallbladder of this animal was missing, the shaila is, does it become a treifa? So it depends that if the gallbladder, either it dissolved totally into the liver, or just enough that the liver now takes over the function of the gallbladder. So if the liver is functioning as the gallbladder also, then it won't be a treifa, it'll be kosher. And over there, Kosav Behedya, the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Toyamei B'Lashaynoi. How do you know if this animal was a treifa or not? It means you come out, they're dissecting, after the shechita, they're cutting open the animal, and the baidik looks and he says, hey, there's no gallbladder here. So you can take the liver, which is not next to neighbor to the gallbladder, and he can lick it with his tongue and see, ooh, it's bitter. Usually, the livers are not bitter. They're just bloody. They're not bitter. So here he'll lick the liver and he'll see it was very bitter. It must be that it dissolved into the liver. And that's mutter, right? And that's mutter to do.
And if it didn't dissolve, then it would be a treifa. If you couldn't taste it,
right,
treifa,
right. If it was just 100% liver tasting, then it would be a treifa, and the whole animal would be thrown out. But who's tasting it over there? And the Jew is tasting it. So it says the Taz, you see, the Jew can taste when you're dealing with a Suffolk Isser, right? At least a Suffolk Isser, maybe only about it. You're allowed to taste it. Bilashain, you're allowed to taste it with your tongue. When you deal with a Suffolk Isser, you're allowed to taste something with your tongue. So says the Taz. So the Drisha says it'll be awesome to taste something with your tongue, even a Suffolk Isser. And the Taz says it'll be mutter to taste something with your tongue when it's a Suffolk Isser. By that case of Mara, the Beis says, you taste it with your tongue. Here also, by this case of the meat that you buy from the butcher, if there's no dam on the surface of it, it will be mutter to lick it to see if it was salted. So then the Taz has a problem and says, one second, if you are allowed to taste something, even a Jew is allowed to taste something to see if there's Isser, so then why couldn't the Jew taste it in this case? When Chela fell into Basar, why can't you have a Jew taste it? Why do you have to find a Kfela? You have to find an expert guy? Says the Taz, V'shayni hocha, da yitzarach litay ma'ideh achila mamish. Here we're not talking about, do you want to know, is this thing bitter or not? If you want to know if this kaveh, this liver is bitter, so you can taste it with your tongue, you'll verify if it's bitter or not. But by a mixture of food, which is all cooked together, the only way you're going to be able to discern if there's time of chaylev here, is you actually do a real tasting. What's a real tasting? Presumably, putting in your mouth and swallowing. Yeah. There you need to have the little time at the Achilah Mamish, because they are hard to get some yesh by time. V'alkein tzarshi atamen a goy. That's why you have to give it to a goy, because the Jew would not be able to do that. So you see from the Taz, even the Taz is limiting his heter. The Taz also, even by a suffik iser, is not allowing you, a Jew, to eat it, even though it's a suffik, but tasting it, he is allowing. Okay? Now, it seems like the Taz is only talking about the two extremes. There's one of eating something mamish, meaning putting it in your mouth and swallowing it. That the Taz says you can't do. And the other extreme is just tasting it with your tongue, and that the Taz says you are allowed to do. What about putting it in your mouth and spitting it out? What we call toyem upoilet. That seems to be a middle madrega. On the one hand, you are putting it into your mouth. On the other hand, you're not swallowing it. Right? So what would be the din?
I want to ask even, what about toem? If you tasted it, even if you didn't, if you just taste with your tongue and you detected the tam, you wouldn't have to come on to chila, mamash. You'd already know.
True. But you see from the Taz that's not going to be enough. I mean, if you taste something with your tongue, you say, I don't really taste that it has tam chaylev. That won't be enough.
No. But if I did taste tam chaylev,
right,
then you could see that should be mutter.
Right. Right. If you wouldn't
have to come on to chila for an issue.
You mean if you taste it already, you're right.
But even then you could argue.
Why?
Because if he's saying the only thing, I don't know, he's saying that I can taste bitter, salt, sweet, that I can taste. By lush. I can't really taste the chaylev and tomato. Then you think it's there, you can't be sure unless you eat it. It's possible, and then the person who owns it can say, look, I'm not relying on that. Let's just say a Jew put his thing on it and said, I tasted chaylev. So then he can't say it's multiple shishar. I can't go in a chaylev have it tasted at that point. I think he could possibly say it's not reliable. These are strong things, the four basic strong things.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it could be that you can't discern chaylev with this.
Because most of the...
It's hard to hear that. If he tastes it with his tongue, he says, even the taste of my tongue, I see it's such a strong taste of chaylev. It tastes like chaylev.
You're going to say what you're going to be able to taste. That's what I'm saying. Let's just say I put my finger on it, that's this chaylev.
No, I understand. That's nothing. That's not from a taste. But the Taz doesn't say that tasting something with your tongue is not taste. He says here, in order to be able to eat the mixture of chaylev or basar, to eat it.
Why do we require the goy?
The goy
takes. Goy said, I just want to taste. You have a goy, I just want to, according to the smart. I have a goy, I just want to put my tongue in.
Right.
No, I'm not hungry, I don't want to eat the whole thing.
Right. So he's going to say there is taste or no taste.
What? He says there's no taste.
So that the Taz says you can't rely on. In order to be able to be matter this food. To be matter the food, Aidei Tima, that not. So that's the two ends of it. So what about this case of what we call Tayyamu Pilate? So that is really a machlekes between the Prima Godim and the Yad Yehuda, in how we learn this Taz. The Prima Godim here, and he wants to base it really on the Tshuvas Rivosh, the Prima Godim says that really Tayyamu Pilate is also mutter. Doesn't mean, the Taz doesn't only mean you can taste it with your tongue. You're also allowed to put it into your mouth and spit it out. What's not allowed is putting it completely in your mouth. That you can't do. Which would also mean, in the case of Heter, that the Prima Godim would hold, that if you want to taste something and say there is no taste, it has to be an Achila Mamish. Okay, for example, let's say you have truma, the tomato soup truma that fell into the potato soup of chulin, and you want to give a little bit to the guy, and the guy says, I can't stand tomato soup or potato soup, the kayin rather. So the kayin, just to put it into his mouth and spit it out, right, would not be mutter. Would not be enough to be matith, right? According to the Taz, says the Prima Godim, it would have to be an achila mamish. You'd have to actually swallow it. Because anything less than that is already considered te'ima. In other words, according to the Prima Godim, te'ima b'loshein, with the tongue, and te'ima p'tayimu pilot, is really on the same level.
But he limits te'ima b'loshein also to suffix, or he's saying te'ima b'loshein is zero.
Oh, so let's see what he was see with the Tainus case. So that's what the Prima Godim learns. And again, the Yad Yehuda learns the other way around. The Yad Yehuda says, no, even Tayyamu Pilate would not be mutter when it's a suffek iser. And if you want to determine whether something has taste, when you are allowed to taste it, Toyo Mupailad would be sufficient. Says the Taz, V'gabe Tainis, B'ir Echaim Simen Tov Kuf Samach Zayin, Mavur Pashut Bezeh, the Ein Iser B'Te'ima B'Loshein L'Chud. In other words, someone wanted to taste something. Actually, Friday night, Rabbi Steinberg spoke this out with Sarbat Tavis on Friday. So he spoke this halachas. People like to taste the food before Shabbos. Tayameh Chaim Zochu. So could you taste the food before Shabbos when it's a tainus? Right? You can't eat it, but maybe just tell him. You want to just either put your tongue in it, or maybe like we're saying, maybe tell him who pay late. You're not going to make a bracha. You're putting it in your mouth and you're spitting it out. And then I'll know if there's enough spices in the soup. Right? Could you do that? So it says the Taz, the Barachayim Simikov Zavzayim Mavur Poshit Bezet, the Ein Isser Batim and Belosh and Lechud. Just to taste something with your tongue is mutter. Only to put it into your mouth. So again, the Prima Gadim learns this, I mean you could only not swallow it, but just to be tayim upoilet, or to put just with your tongue, is going to be mutter even on a tainis. So the Taz ends this statement, v'uvezeh yesh chilek bei tainis l'shari surim. Now what does he mean with that line? V'uvezeh yesh chilek bei tainis l'shari surim. What does he mean?
Here you're dealing with what's I mean, it's mutter. It's not iser that you taste. It's only that you can't come on to achila.
A tainis.
Yeah. So it's consistent with the notion what he was saying before. But by tasting with your tongue, it's not mishachila. It's tima.
Right. And tima is mutter.
Mutter.
Right. So what's the chilek then? So what's the chilek of tainis and nisurim, shari surim?
Is there a minimum shear? So by tainis, if you eat less than a kazayas, then you don't eat it.
Yeah, but that will be still a chatzi shear if you eat it, actually. No one's saying you could eat it. It's just te'ima.
Even do you have that same shear? For tainus and for...
Yeah. The it would be also, yeah. So what does he mean? There's a chilek with the tainus? Oh, so you would say that... Here we're only dealing with the suffik iser. Right? So by a suffik iser, the Taz is saying it's mutter to taste it. By a tainus, even though it's a vadai iser, meaning certainly it's usher to eat on the day of the tainus, and that he's saying it's still mutter b'te'ima. And as by a vadai iser, there would be no heter to put a vadai iser into your mouth, even though you're planning on spitting it out afterwards. Right? That's the malbi usher, tayimu pilot. But by a tainus, even though it's a vadai iser, we still allow you to be tayimu pilot. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's far the chilek.
Of why it should be mutter over there?
Yeah, because there the whole idea is not to be revived or something. Here the whole idea is not to eat something else.
Right. Right. True. True. Okay. So, comes out like this. Just let's discuss one shaila, which probably everybody remembers because I think we discussed this about a year ago. Right. You remember which one?
Tetzai.
Oh, very good. So comes out from this Taz. We have a Machlekes, the Drisha, and the Taz. Whether you're allowed to taste something, which let's say we're going according to the Prima Gadim, which means Tayyim Upeilad. You put Isser in your mouth and you spit it out. Now we're saying the Drisha said you can't even do that. And the Taz, who was Makel, the Taz says if it's only a Suffolk Isser, you're allowed to be Tayyim Upeilad. And what about a Vadai Isser? A Vadi, so you wouldn't be able to be Tayyim Upeilad, except by a Tainis, where you know it's Vadi Asati, you're allowed to do so. So we had mentioned then, which is the same Shaila now, I don't think it changed within a year, although you never know with these things. Why is a mutter to brush your teeth with toothpaste, That could be you have suffik isser in it. Or wash out your mouth with mouthwash. That could be has isser in it. It has glycerin. Glycerin is made from animal fats. So why is it mutter to brush your teeth? It's not mutter to brush your teeth. What?
Because you're not eating it.
Oh, you're not eating it. What are you doing with it? You're being tayyim u'pilot. You're putting it in your mouth and spitting it out, right? That's what you do with mouthwash. That's what you do with matut based. The problem is...
He's
machmir. He doesn't brush his teeth at all. Ah.
Good.
So the taz here only is permitting it by a suffik isser, right? When it's a vada isser... It should be usher, even tayyim u'pilut. Even there's a put it in your mouth and spit it out, should be usher. That's the shaila here. So here we go to the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva sifkan aleph yitamen egoi. Ayin berheidi b'shem taz. That's the taz we just learned. Va'ayin le'el simen membeiz be'berheidi sifkan gimel shikaz b'shem hashach d'lohochi gabe moro shari litoim d'korav adover shiitoim ta'amar ayin sham.
That's another answer.
Oh, yeah. So the Pischei Tshuva says, first of all,
which a drisha needs.
This kasha,
it needs explains the why
to answer the drisha. That's right. The Taz had asked the kasha that if you tell me you're not allowed to even taste iser or suffik iser, so why by the mara, why you're allowed to lick the kaveh, the liver? So the shach himself answers this kasha, which again, like David saying, we'll answer for the drisha as well, is that over there, it's probably going to be bitter anyway. In other words, even if you're going to taste it, it's probably going to be a tamar, and to taste something bitter is no good taste. Tam pogum is not going to be osir. And therefore, even in the event that was, it was like a milsa de leishchicha, the...
It's not because of tam pogum, or maybe it is.
Tamar.
But I thought it was because the likelihood of it being trafe is almost zero. That's what they allow. It's not the suffix shakul or
meaning
it's almost impossible that it won't be.
That it won't be bitter.
Right.
Yeah, so that's it. Like it's milsa leishchicha that it would that you would mamish be tasting just the
no that you'd be tasting a kosher animal
because the like raw kosher animal absorbs.
That has to do with the pagima.
It's very hot.
It's
likely enough that the mara went in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That you'll be tasting this bitter taste. So the Pischei Tshuva raised medayik mashma the ilav hachi, without that assumption that it's going to have the bitter taste. Avtim a belashin osir, even just tasting with your tongue be osir, really like the drisha says. Chen kaza primigodim simin sadihei mishbet zayzov sifkan tazvav behachi kaimalon the osir lilchich belashin imaluachti. You'll be also to lick with the tongue to see if it's salted or not. Vayim b'shut tzemach tzedek simim zayin shenishol. He was asking, "Mutter litam aburis, are you allowed to taste soap? Why are you tasting soap? Em yesh bay melach kol tzarchei. Does it have enough salt in it? Your wife ever asks you to taste the soap if it has enough salt in it?
Yeah, we recycle everything.
Ah, yeah. No, so for those that don't brush their teeth, you may have to wash your mouth with soap. So what's the pshat? This is those who manufactured soap, they would put some chaylev in it, they would put fats in it, into the soap, but there was also a certain percentage of salt, so they had to make sure, was there enough salt in it? So how would they know? They would have to lick it with their tongue to see if there's salt. The heshiv, he answered, that Tzemach Tzedek said, the Ava gav the davishu pogum midrabonim e'osir lechatchila, that when you're dealing with a pogum taste, because this whole mixture of ingredients in the soap certainly was pogum, but lechatchila tzosir, haynu davka lachila, aval te'ima shori lechatchila, to taste it is mutter, te'ima e'osir lechatchila, te'ima in the first place is only us midrabanan. Any type of te'ima, that the Rivash lays down clearly. Whether you lick it, whether you put it in your mouth and spit it out, is only us midrabanan, because there's no ingesting, you're never swallowing it. It's only us midrabanan, which indeed one reason may be because us midrabanan, because you may swallow it. But just tasting is rabanan. And since this is a dover pogum, it will be mutter lechatchila to taste it. Says the Pesach Chuva, "Avamuva midvarav b'svir leidual demecholi surid rabbana shari teima va'af litaim bepiv mamish," meaning to take it in and spit it out. V'chein haven b'noy shabbat sam etzelim b'seif v'sefer. Okay, v'apri chodesh. She also understood that in the Tzemach Tzedek. So maybe based on this Tzemach Tzedek, we would have a heter. Why? Because the Tzemach Tzedek is saying that when you have something that's a davar pogum, so toothpaste is not exactly a good tasting thing. I think people...
Not true anymore.
Huh? Yeah.
Not true anymore.
The whole thing tastes good.
Good tasty
toothpaste. Yeah, certainly the ones they make for kids, because they're scared that kids are going to swallow a lot of it. Yeah, so they make it good tasting. Okay, so that's a good. No mouthwash, no toothpaste.
Oh, no, any
tannis,
no mouthwash, no toothpaste.
No.
I thought they were making
tannis
ester for the other.
Tannis ester, maybe.
I thought. I don't remember.
Then it must come onto some other cheshbon. It's like caring for yourself, or in other words, it's not.
Yeah, no. Because the problem is some of it. No, because some of it may go down. That's the problem.
So why isn't that a problem in these?
Oh, so why isn't the problem over here? Yeah, why isn't the problem over here? It's a good question. So here.
Yeah.
There's in the Kisvei of Rav Henkin. Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Aleph, he was asked this Shaila about Mishchas Shinayim, toothpaste, that are from Acholam Asurim. He says, Bedover toothpaste, Shein Bei Taruv is glycerin. Now he's assuming there's no glycerin at all. So any idea Alei Sata what the din would be. But Em Eida, Bei Emna Mila Edea, Uve Mesiba Shal Rabboni Shehoyu Pai, he says it was once a gathering of, maybe it was a meeting of Rabbonim, when this Shaila came up. And there was Rav Moshe Rosen was there, Rav Nissen Levitin was there, Manhi Agudas HaRabbanim was there. Hayu Pashat Etzlam Shein LaDakta Bezer.
It's 4 to 5 Rabbanim.
What?
They have a commercial with 4 out of 5 dentists
right now. Okay. Sharei, Ein Boilim Klum Mizeh. He says because you don't swallow it. The point is just to brush your teeth and spit it out. You don't swallow it. He says to put something in your mouth. Bederech arai, with your intent to spit it out. And it has other ingredients in it. It has enough of the whatever they put in this chalk based stuff that they put into this toothpaste that doesn't make it a davar shel achila. And this Ramesha also paskin. Ramesha says that toothpaste is like nifso me achilas kelev. You're saying maybe it changed nowadays. Therefore, he says to put that in. We're not worried about that. That's what Rav Henkin wrote.
With regards to what?
With toothpaste.
So for any day, I mean, it's over a fast day.
No, any day. It's not any day.
Why? Okay, it doesn't have glycerin. It's not kosher, but it doesn't have glycerin. I don't understand if it's kosher.
He's assuming it has other ingredients in it. Yeah,
ingredients that are kosher.
Right.
Glycerin would have.
He didn't talk about that, Rav Henkin. Yeah, he was assuming there was no glycerin, but we knew it is maybe glycerin, right?
Glycerin is not only it comes from an animal.
Yeah, they can make it from what? From vegetable fat. Yeah. I think that mice, it's conclusive. There's also a tshuva in the Har Tzvi in Yeridah Simin Tzadi. Hey, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank talked about this tshuva, or this shaila also about toothpaste. Okay, and he also wanted to be matir based really on this Tzemach Tzedek, that you're dealing with a Dover Pogum that's only Asim Drabonon, and Te'ima by Drabonon will be mutter. Te'ima, to spit it out, will be mutter. So the Svara here would be also that the whole Isser is a Drabonon, you may come to eat it. Well, even when you tame something, you may come to eat it. But here, if you're being tame, who pile it, your whole Kavana is to spit it out, and this is also even more than that. Your whole kavana here also, it's another svara that's brought, is that your whole kavana here is not even to taste it. All the cases of the Tumat Tzemach says, well, you actually have kavana to taste something. But I say, I'm not going to eat it, I'm going to spit it out. So there is a svara, maybe it should be also because you may come to swallow it. But here, if the whole intent is just to put it in one's mouth to spit it out, there's not even a kavana of te'ima, so maybe that's even less, that it shouldn't be us or even the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon only asks it, don't be tayim something, don't taste, because you may come to eat. But if here my whole intent is never even to taste it in the first place, then it shouldn't be us or at all.
So what's the kavana when you put it in your mouth?
Do you just want to wash it, brush your teeth, or you just want to wash out your mouth? By the tiniest thing, you want to taste the food to see if it tastes good. So your kavana there is for tasting.
No, I can separately hear. Can I brush my teeth on a yom tanis? You're saying no, because it may come. Some may come to go down in his mouthwash.
Right.
But if I'm not tasting it with any kavana or achila, it's simply put it in and spit it out, no different than what you just described.
The problem is, after you brush your teeth, what do you do? If you rinse your mouth out with water.
Okay, so if you.
So then you have water in your mouth. So what do you do with that? That you may swallow then. Yeah, I'll look into this. I would think it's also to brush your teeth on a tinus. Yeah. What about these Listerine? What are you called? These Listerine tabs, strips? Yeah, the tray.
I've heard. I don't know. I never use them, but I have daughters. I heard they're not kosher anymore for years.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I heard.
But what's the
actually Listerine? They say in the today's svarim, the way they say nowadays, the truth is it could be Rav Henkin's svar doesn't apply. It could be Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Yaakov wanted to say that the toothpaste is really bottled barayv already, and therefore it should be mutter for teima pateimu pilot. But nowadays they say it's not. It could be it's not bottled barayv at all, and you could be you have the taste because it's more to make a good tasting. I think that's what you're saying, Barry. So you really would not have this heter at all. And the truth is, unless you know something doesn't have it, which is actually Listerine. The Listerine mouthwash, you say, doesn't have any treif ingredients in it. That wouldn't be a problem. But other ones would be. So you have this svara that this is not considered te'im at all. No, for those who want to rely on it, you certainly can rely on that svara. The Rabbanim who said it, that's okay. It's not even a te'ima because your intent is not for tasting. But many Rabbanim would tell you that it's certainly better to find a brand that doesn't have any non-kosher ingredients in the first place. So these things, we should check that out. So we have to find out about these Listerine strips and the brushing the teeth on the fast day. Yeah, that we'll see. Anyway, so that's what comes out from this Taz and this Piskei Tshuva Sifkan Aleph, which we see this whole Isser of Te'ima, of a Suffolk Isser, Te'imu Pilot, is negayat for a person in for a year tasting the taimu pilot of Isser of Suffolk Isser. Okay, next week we'll have to go into the rest of this Taz and then the Shach about how could rely Bechlal, how could rely on a guy when he's telling him something. Even a real Achila, like the Taz explains, a real Achila actually swallows the food. Why is it mutter to be Semech on him when it's a... when it's Mesir Levi Tumay, usually we don't rely on Goy Mesir Levi Tumay. And then we'll also have to discuss, and this actually comes up not only but Achila Sisser, but comes up, it's relevant to many other halachis about the Ne'amonis of a Goy. And then we'll also have to go into this, the Ashayla we once spoke about from the Chassam Sefer, about the bird that fell into the butter. There was a big vat of butter there churning, the bird took a nosedive into it, and the Rav Paskin on it. It's a whole Shaila, so we see this comes up again here. We had mentioned it in the beginning of Pezayin, but it comes up over here, the Prima Gadim brings this Shaila, and we'll have to see the Mirza Shem next week as well.
The Kefela tasted and said there's no Kefela.